Hit it.
What is folk life, and where do we find it? Folklore is the vast store of knowledge that each of us acquires and passes on through tradition and practice. Folklore is found in all aspects of our lives, becoming part of our own unique folk life. Wearing something old, new, borrowed, and blue at a wedding. Blowing out candles on a birthday cake. Hanging a stocking for Santa. Grinding sugar cane to make syrup. Playing a fiddle tune. Building a corn crib. Weaving a hat of palmetto. Cooking a pan of dolma. Or carving a canoe of cypress. All of these things may be part of our own folk life or the folk life of our neighbors. These traditions live on because we value and learn them. Even in our changing contemporary society, folk life is all around us. Florida is diversely populated. We see a wealth of ethnic, Native American, and Deep South folk traditions in the people of our state. People like Moses Williams, a diddley bow player from Waverly. The diddley bow is a one-string guitar. Like Claude Shepherd from Gainesville.
I've been doing leather work, learning to plait whips since I was 7 years old. I enjoy it, and I intend to follow it as long as I'm able to work at it. Every time that I would get an opportunity to get a whip in my hand to look at or check on, mm-hmm. I was always studying the way that them strands went around there, and somebody had to know how to get them in there mm-hmm. like that. So I figured if they did, I could. But I went into this for tradition, mm-hmm. the old Florida style, because these whips was delivered here into Florida in the spring of 1529 by the Spanish. Well, the term cracker has gone with the Floridians ever since, as far back as I can ever remember hearing anything concerning anybody from Florida. They was called the Florida Crackers. And according to history, the ones that carried these whips, they call them the Whip Crackers, you see. But it's something I've always wanted, and I don't intend to just sit around and just, as long as you stay busy, well, you stay active.
The congregation and choir of Zion Holiness Temple Church in White Springs. Lucretie Clark of Lamont, carrying on her family tradition of making white oak baskets.
I was born in 1904, so in Florida, in Jefferson County, you know, between Monticello and Lamont, I'll say. I was raised and born right in the same place my parents was too. And we was raised up around the same old plantation that they was raised up around. And there they learned how to make baskets. My mother's father knowed how to make baskets, and he would make them. So she learned by him making them. And after she learned and she married, well, she learned my dad how to make them too. And then both of them would make baskets. And every cotton season, they would make a lot of cotton baskets, big ones, you know. They'd make the big old kind, and you'd see them sitting all about in the cotton patch full of cotton. So finally, we got to where it was five of us sisters and two brothers, and we all would race against one another, you know, and we all learned how to make baskets. They would get us then to help them rim up then after we learned, and that was joy to us to do that. And so ever since then, I've been making a basket, and that been ever since, you know, I was about, I reckon about going on 13 years old then. Yes, sir, I have had a lot of fun, you know, going places with people. And they asking me questions about it, and I telling them, and it's just fun to them, sure is. I tried to get some children to learn, but it don't seem like, you know, they got the mind on it enough. I think the time is too far spent, and they ain't got time to learn it. I said, well, it'll be gone when I'm gone. I said, well, the people ought to have enough of my baskets around to last them.
The Bethlehem Sacred Harp Singers of Old Chicora. The Sacred Harp is a book of religious hymns and tunes written in the notation of shaped notes. This system of musical notation, called fa-sol-la singing, is one of the most unusual and stirring examples of Southern religious folk expression. First, the singers line out the tune singing the notes, then add words on the second round. Can be found in our music, our dance, our crafts, our industries. Folk life can be found in the way we construct and decorate our homes, the way we decorate our yards, the way we cook our food, the way we worship, the way we birth our babies, and the way we remember our dead. Folk life is the compacted wisdom of the past, as it has survived in the present. An awareness and pride in the many traditional lifestyles in Florida will help us to understand each other, where we come from, and where we are going.